been fine, unless you not good for your machine. We went over this roof a little bit with Robert, and he had a tremendous kasha, which I had no answer on, but I'll say it anyway. So there's a chazal that says, Mumsha b'cho hashkein b'har, say it. You know, if you have a problem, you should say it first before the guys catch it. So his tremendous kasha was that we're up to Noach, and this is Bereishis. Okay, so he shlugged me up. That's a good kasha. So what pshat? Pshat is, I thought this was such a yisaita, such a shmooze, that I had to say it anyway. The Maisa, there's an Or HaChaim and a Gra. They both seem to say almost the same thing, but there is nuanced differences between them. They're like two different people. They, you know, the guy traveling from Chicago to China, they both start at Chicago and they both end up at China, but one goes through the Atlantic and one goes through the Pacific. So they start out the same place and they end up at the same place, but they seem to get there different routes. That's what it sounds like, that the Or HaChaim and the Gra are saying the same thing, because the same starting point, the same conclusion, but they're getting their svar is a little different. The Gra happens to be, for those who are Bekiyim, it's not, I am not a Baki. There's a sefer, it's a newly printed sefer, Gra on a Torah, but that really doesn't exist. It's just some new sefer that they decided to print, that they took the Gra and they put it on Chumash, made a set, 5 volumes. It's a good way of making money. But that was never, there was no such thing. The original Gra is this. So 1 volume. I have one that's about, it's about an eighth of the size. I don't know how they got so big either. There's a Sefer HaDeres HaYom Al HaTorah, and it's in there. And really this piece, not that I'm a Baki on HaDeres HaYom Al HaTorah, but it's quoted in the Evan Shleima, this piece. So it's really, could have said the Shmuz if it was from the Evan Shleima, but it looks better when you quote it, say it from the Gra, the inside. Okay, so we have the Or HaChaim. So the Or HaChaim says as follows. The Pasuk starts out that the Nochash was Aram. Aram means he was very smart, trickery, brilliant. And the opening line that the Nochash says, when you read the Pesukim, is the Nochash told Chava that Hashem said, you can't eat from any of the trees in the Gan Eden. So the Or HaChaim wants to understand what was the Nochash saying with this. Torah doesn't make any sense. It's not true. So Rashi says he just wanted to start a conversation. Okay. It's also a very interesting hashgafa. So the Or HaChaim's first shot is this. Let's read his first shot. It starts here with Bo. Bo lo dia osa. The Nochash intention was to tell her, Yidia achas. Ki kimish lo yisiga lecho meitz adas. If you don't get to eat from the Eitz HaDas, Yadorah Beinecho should be equal in her eyes, Kido Eino Chal Miko Eitz HaGan, as if she's not eating any of the trees from the Gan. HaKavonah B'zad, Pshat is, Kikulo Ka'ayin Kinecto, because everything else is nothing compared to it. V'yokilo Hoyu, and they're like nothing. Kigoydo Ma'aloso V'cheshivuso, compared to the Godo Midas of the Eitz HaDas. You should view it as if, as if Hashem told you can't have anything. To raise their desire for the Eitz HaDas, and to put down all her tithes go Eitz HaGan. This is the way the Eitz HaRa works in the Shmoyim Lo. She yelled them ties a heter. It says anything that's heter, it's no good. Vim osu, right? That's a very strong word. Vim osu means, it's disgusting, right? The yeshiva, chicken, chicken again, right? Vim osu beinayim. Viyagdu beinayim taivis ha'isar. Oh, I went over there. They have over there. Now that's already good. Ad enkamo. That's weird. It's good stuff. Okay. So it's a very interesting Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim says that the minig of the Eitz HaRa is he takes what's heter and he makes it disgusting, worthless, garbage, shirayim, crumbs. And what's usher, that's life. And therefore the attitude is that it's so horrible to be religious, Jews. Everything, the real pleasures in life are aser. And what's mutter is just these torture, nothing. Right? Now, the obvious shmooze, I'm assuming that the shmooze, 99% of the guys got it, is that when we make a shmooze, we say, who are we talking about? But not just who, but where, what, right? Here, Chava is in Gan Eden, right? In Gan Eden, you take, we don't have Eitz HaDaas anymore, you know, whatever that Eitz HaDaas was, maybe we do it, it's an Esrog, but we were kicked out of Gan Eden. But any pleasure that anybody has, Bizman HaZeh, was in Gan Eden, right? That means the richest guy in the world, whoever, the biggest Baal Taiva, the biggest person, Chava had all those pleasures, much more, because Gan Eden was better, right? The biggest rich multimillionaire cannot get what they had in Gan Eden. The Medrash says that the Malachim were the chefs in Gan Eden, right? I assume the Malachim were pretty good chefs. The Malachim were the chefs, and they were preparing all these amazing dishes. Chava's in Gan Eden, how long? You know, okay, you get bored a little bit. She has every single delicacy in the world. She's there like an hour. I've had it, right? It's not like she tasted every single food. Comes along Mr. Nachash, says, all these foods are garbage. Garbage, Yimizu. You're eating that junk? Yimizu. You know what you gotta get? You gotta get the Esrig tree. Oh, I don't know if anyone ever ate an Esrig. But it's not, I don't know, I'm not sure if the Esrig, the Gan Eden Esrig was any, maybe it was better than our Esrig today. I don't know. The tzir is so crazy, especially when you think that Chava is probably a pretty high level person, because it's also, she's not Yitzir Kappa, but she's basically Yitzir Kappa. Chava and Adam in a very high Madrega before the Chait. So you're talking about someone on a relatively high spiritual level. They have everything in life, every single pleasure, every human pleasure that we have in this world, plus times another thousand. Right? The Chofetz Chaim says that the pleasures that existed, even, he says, today's apple is not the same as the apple that existed in the time of the creation, because that apple was also Yetzir Kapp of Shah Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the apple that an apple in Gan Eden tasted a million times better than the apple that we have today. The Chofetz Chaim says that. That's why they had to put away the Vyosin for send out a saving of Vyosin. Chofetz Chaim says, why did Hashem put away the Vyosin? Rashi says, Hashem put away the Vyosin for when the Shia comes, because whatever Hashem created, the fish of today don't taste like the fish of the Vyosin that Hashem created, Sheshes Yimei Breishis, because that Hashem made. Just like Adam HaRishon was Yetzir Kapov, so everything in the creation was Yetzir Kapov. So they were the pleasures that Chava had in Gan Eden, they're way beyond our comprehension. She had every pleasure in the world, with the Malachim, with everything, with no work, except one thing. She did have the Eitz HaDaas, which I don't even know if the Eitz HaDaas tasted good or not. I don't know. Comes along the Nachash, this external Yetzirah, and convinces her without any basis. It's not like he brought any proof. It's not like he brought a raya. He just, a svara. I got a svara. What's a svara? All these pleasures are yimazu. They're nothing. They're junk. The Eitz HaDaas, that's where it is. Right? So to the point that she believed it, and she went and agreed to do the Aveira on that basis, according to the Ohr HaChaim. So it's definitely a tremendous shmooze. The Ohr HaChaim says this is a kach of the Eitz HaHara, that it's just the application. You can have a person who's sitting on the top of the world, and he's the luckiest person in the world. He has everything, and he's grumpy, and he's unhappy, because he's missing something which is not even important, right? The Rav Aaron Kotler says, I mean, it could be it's a derech adrush a little bit. I want to say it's mukroch, but it's Rav Aaron Kotler is also it's das Torah, whether it's mukroch or not, it's not relevant. And it could be it's pshat. I'm not saying it's not. It could be it's pshat. But it's definitely a beautiful pshat. The Rav Aaron says that the Gemara says, Hamim min haTorah minayin. Where is there a remez to Hamim min haTorah? So they bring a raya from our parsha, or last week's parsha, of Bereishis, because it says Hamina eats. If Hashem said, "Did you eat from the tree?" So Hamina eats spells Hamin. So he found the words Hamin written in the Torah, but what's the connection? So he said because Hamin had this behavior. Hamin had the top of the world. Hamin had was the richest person in the whole world. Hamin had was the most powerful person in the whole world. Ahasuerus was this drunkard. He went ahead and he put Hamin in charge of everything, controlled the whole world. Every single person in the world is bowing down to Hamin, except for Ahasuerus. He says, there's one nut who refuses to bow down to him. What does Hamin say? Famous pasuk, V'chol zeh lo shaveh li. He tells his wife everything he has. It's a pasuk. Tells his wife all the, and V'chol zeh lo shaveh li. It's all worthless. Rov Ashro, V'kinyanov, V'banov. I'm rich, I'm powerful, I have everything. But Mordechai won't bow down to me. So what? Okay? So there's a nut that won't bow down to you. V'chol zeh lo shaveh li. So if Aaron says that that Mordechai is saying, come in, Minatara Minayin, where do we find such a crazy behavior? It's the Eitz Hadas, Chava and Haman are doing the same thing, the same behavior. But the Orach Chaim is saying that this is the Eitz Hadas always. It's not just a crazy thing by Haman and a crazy thing by Chava. This is the Derech, the Mida of the Eitz Hadas, that he does it with all people. So that was the first shmuz. The first shmuz is that a person can basically have all the pleasures of the world, can be mamish, be the richest person in the world, and you can be in Gan Eden, and you can be miserable because you convince yourself there's one thing you're missing. And that one thing I'm missing, you convince yourself that everything else that you have is worthless. Now, the gross is almost the same thing in the same result, that a person can have everything in sense and be unhappy and chasing after some, but he has a little different hesber. So let's read the Gra inside. The Gra says, it's getting late. All right, the Gra says that Zias Tov Ra is not so good, because the Eitz Hadas Tov Ra, that we said yesterday in the Musar Vat, it's not so good to have the Zias Tov Ra, because what really it should be is Tum. Tum means that you're basically have a certain Emun and Akash Baruch Hu. You get married, you marry your wife. Now, obviously, if the wife is no big, it's bad, hey, sometimes you have to get divorced. But she's basically a good wife, et cetera, except everyone, there are some challenges, always by definition in marriage, be some challenge. So a person who's Tom, this is Hashem knows what's best for me. This is obviously Hashem gave me the right wife. This is a wife that is good for me, and you're happy. The guy who's not Tom, he's chasing the, oh, you know, she doesn't know how to cook my favorite dish. I like my mother made apple kugel, and she doesn't like to make apple kugel. Oh, this is a terrible wife. Well, if I heard that there's a girl over there in Australia that knows how to make apple kugel, just like my mother made. Okay, I'm going to go divorce my wife and travel to Australia and find that girl who can make apple cocoa. Right? That's what the girl basically says. So that you're supposed to be Tom. Tom means you're supposed to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless it's obvious or not so. You know, sometimes you get an obvious directional signal. It's clear that Hashem doesn't want you to stay with this wife. But in a normal situation, you're supposed to believe Hashem's taking you in the right way. This is the right job for you, and this is the right wife for you. This is the right chavrusa for you, and this is the right yeshiva for you, etc., etc. And you're supposed to be a tam and be happy. But what happens, he says, that a person who's into chumrim, he's not tam, but he's searching for a dover, a raven, a sukkah, and a fisha. There are certain things that sparkle. They have the glamour that they have some extra sugar coating. You know, your wife doesn't have that sugar coating. And this other woman has a sugar coating. It's mesuka the fisha. There's some extra sugar on top of the fisha. And therefore, you run after it. And he says this famous, famous line of the Gra. If you look down, it's just two words from the last sentence, kiko. Kiko Anaser about Taiva. This is such an amazing, it's my favorite gra. Maybe. I don't say that, but everyone. But Kiko Anaser about Taiva. This is a rule in life. It's not like just a rule. You have a world's greatest Baal Taiva. Whatever happens to Baal Taiva, right? You got Trump. You got these, I don't know, whichever big Baal Taivas you can think of, right? He spends his whole life running after taivas. He's into food. He goes, he takes a food junket to he heard that there's an amazing restaurant in Africa. He takes on a plane. I have to get to eat at that restaurant. He takes a boat because they got to eat the fish, and what a fresh fish, whatever. So the greatest Baal Taivas, Kol Anaser Baal Taiva, Acharoi Vishtadas. It doesn't, in order for them to get there, they have to work very hard. They have to travel all the way to Africa. B'inyan Ra. And on the way to Africa, they fall down and they break their legs and they get, you know, they get sick and they get, you know, who knows what diseases till they finally get to the top of Mount Everest. So it's on B'inyan Ra, they free, whatever. So it takes Roi Vishtadas and B'inyan Ra, the exact same pleasure. Nasa that's me derap in your type. The guy who stayed home and says, you know, life is great. I got a great wife. My wife's a great cook. Mr. Stoll's chicken, delicious. Right? He gets the same pleasure. Right? Same pleasure. Right? I have been thinking of better pleasure because I've gone to some of these fancy affairs, and because they have to make it fancy, they serve food that doesn't taste good because they can't just serve regular food because that's regular. So they have to serve something that's new and weird. And these new weird things don't even taste good. You know, I don't know. But okay. But he doesn't say that. He just says that it's the same. And that's the same thing. He called Nasa the Baal Taiva. Acharoi Vishtadas. And it's the Baal Taiva worked so hard. And it's B'inyan Ra. Nasa the Tmimei Derech B'inyan Toiv. The Tmimei Derech, Rav Shteinman. Right? It's a Tmimei Derech. Got the same pleasure from his food as Trump. Trump, who has his five-course meal with his whatever, and he's spending, he enjoys it the same. It's just as good. In his mind, it's the same thing. What's the difference? Pleasure is all in the eyes of the beholder. Did you enjoy it? Right? If you enjoyed it, you enjoyed it. So the Tmimei Derech, who has Ayabi talking, this is the right wife for me, and this is the right job for me, and this is the right house for me, and Baruch Hashem, I'm happy. So the other guy who's chasing this rainbow that he had convinced himself, so at the end of the day, he's not going to, even if he catches the rainbow, he won't get anything more, but it's going to be the Inyan Ra and Rav Ishtadis. So it's very similar to the Orach Chaim, that there's the person, what people go ahead, they give up what they have for some imagination which doesn't really exist. But it's slightly different. Is the Orach Chaim is saying that what happens is that you put down what you have. The Yetzer Hara makes you, convinces you that what you have is junk, it's crummy, it's yimasu. The Gra is more the other way. That's not necessarily that what I have is junk, but I imagination that is such an amazing thing. And it could be, you know, it could be what I have is good, but there's this, but I could have so much better. You know, and I'm not saying that with this doesn't. I'm not saying that Mrs. Stoll's chicken doesn't taste good, but over there it's so much more amazing. Oh, sorry. Okay, right. In other words, so that the. It's a little, you know, different connection. Where the Yetzer Hara, the Yetzer Hara gets you. The Orach Chaim says the Yetzer Hara gets you by convincing you that what you have is worthless. And the Gra says that what the Yetzer Hara gets you is he convinces you that the other thing that you don't have is so much better. So much better. That, you should divorce your wife because if you give your second wife, it's going to be so much better. And then the Gra adds, but the reality is, which is the Orach Chaim does not say, that the second wife is not any better, and the second job is not any better, and the pleasure that you went ahead and you traveled to Africa, you end up getting served the same chicken. The guy takes out Mr. Stoll's chicken in Africa, you know. That's what you get. You know, you get the same food, the same thing. Chicken is chicken. You know, and it's not any better. The only difference is that you had to have rov amo, rov ishtadis b'inyan ra. So it's the Gra is adding, a little different dimension. One is that the Yetzer Hara hits you a different way. The Or HaChaim says the Yetzer Hara hits you by knocking down what you have, saying it's worthless, it's garbage, it's no good. And the Gra is saying it creates an imagination, an illusion of grandeur. That, you know, so it's just, I think they're probably both true. There's two different kalichos of the Yetzer Hara. One way is the Yetzer Hara passels things, so he makes it what we have and not good, and therefore we become unhappy and depressed, and what I have is no good. And the growth for it is not that I'm depressed, I have very nice, but there's this potential. Why should I just stay with this when I have a chance to be the president of the United States? I should be satisfied with just being a Shiva, Taras Chaim, and I can be the president of the United States, So I should run after and try and run for election. But okay, so that's it creates an imagination that I can obtain something which is some amazing thing, some amazing dream. It creates an amazing dream which makes you run after. So that's what the Gra and it's a little different. It's the same result, but a different behavior. And the Gra adds this point that the end result of this is that it's you when you finally catch that dream, maybe you will catch it. It's not saying you won't catch it, but you finally catch it, you will discover that it's no better than what you had in the first time. Which is very many, many people I think have discovered this. People that have, for this example I gave, people that divorce their wife, they get married a second time. So the people that they have a good reason, the wife that there was a problem, okay, I'm not talking about that. But some people that, everyone told them they're crazy for divorcing their wives, you have a great wife, or you're crazy for quitting your job. And then when they end up finally a second wife and a second job, they discover that it's no better than the first. It's whatever problems they had with the first, they have with the second. It's the same, that's just the way that life is. And they go ahead and they get the same thing. It's no better. And the only difference is you had to go through Roy Vishadas and B'inyan Ra. Okay, so the tremendous Musar Haskell is both very powerful, that we have to be happy with what we have. We have to have what we call, he says, tmimis, have to have a certain amount to be talking in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets us in the right way. Obviously, sometimes it's clear that it's not right, so there's a chiyuv hishtadlus. But in a normal situation, when it's not clear, you're supposed to believe that Hashem took you in the right way. This is your right shidduch for you. This is the right, these things are working out. This is the way it's supposed to be. Hashem is directing you. Behechi teisi is not right, so you assume this is right. You have to be talking. And you're supposed to, and then you're, that makes a person happy. The person goes ahead not to allow the Yetzer Hara either to passel what you have. The Yetzer Hara can make all Gan Eden into garbage, and not to let the Yetzer Hara create illusions that don't exist. Okay.